Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, and on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, coming to you by the way of the Stable Podcast, I'm going to title this show, What's the Solution? The topic I'm going to cover primarily on this show is the recent episode that aired on The Breakfast Club with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish and them promoting their movie, but a large chunk of that interview really became about some of the commentary that Cat Williams had towards them. And I know there's some other recent news I'm going to touch on with Leslie Jones in response to some of this. But I'm going to start first with the interview that they had on The Breakfast Club. Now, Kevin and Tiffany Haddish have a movie coming out next weekend called Night School. I know this is Kevin Hart. This is a big film for him because it's his first production that he's producing. And it was a really great interview. Kevin's always kind of come across as a really smart businessman. He's very humble for the most part in terms of, you know, all what he's accomplishing, because he's always talking about a collective more often than not. But this was the one rare interview where it felt like he did kind of have to not stunt, but like let you know where he sits at, you know, at the table here. And he's at the head of it in his field. The best has nothing to do with all the time quality. It has to do with, you know, your reach and who's following you. And I remember several episodes ago, I touched on this with Amy Schumer and the comparison between her and, say, someone like Monique. And it's like, if you want to say who's had more years in the game, it's Monique. But Monique's is not selling out an arena right now. Now, I may not be the biggest Amy Schumer person in terms of her comedy, you know, because some of her stuff is funny, some is hit or miss, but she draws a large audience, and promoters and people that are renting out these venues pay you based off of that. And I'm just saying that to say it was discrepancies in Cat Williams' story, because he was saying that he had sold 2.4 million tickets, which based off that number that he just stated, you know, that would be more than Beyonce and Justin Timberlake combined. Like, it's hard to sell that. You know, more than Jay-Z, more than Justin Bieber, more than Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, all of them. And Kevin really went on a mission in some of the statements he was making to say, hey, like, I got to respond to this with facts, because what's happening now is that I'm being quiet and I'm just allowing people to say things. And when you allow people to say things, people then can assume them as truth. And it's not true. Oddly enough, what Kevin Hart also said that I thought was really important, because I know it's something I've talked about on this pod before, especially amongst Black people, and why I really want to call this episode What's the Solution, is a great statement saying, like, well, what do we want? So when we say we don't have opportunities, and when we say that we don't have no one opening doors for us or people trying to help provide lanes, okay. But then when someone is in a position to open those doors and create lanes, you don't like that it's that particular person that's opening doors to create the lane. So what is it? And I agree with Kevin, because it's like, hey, if you're him and you say and you're talking about the forces that are already up against us anyway, they will be much happier if Kevin Hart just made his money and just thought about Kevin Hart. Trust me, because if Kevin Hart just thought about himself, that's not changing communities. It's not changing people's livelihoods. His Laugh Out Loud network, when he says he's producing multiple specials, I believe he said it could have been up to 50 comics that are going to be able to put out specials through his network and have ownership and own, I believe, what is it, 50% of them? I think that's the number. I have to go back and check. But they'll have ownership stake in their own specials, which primarily for most years, that's been a real struggle for most comedians, that a lot of them don't have ownership in their comedy specials. And that's something that Kevin highlights about Kat, saying like, hey, you don't own your specials, and that you were the guy in 06, because he was after Pimp Chronicles. That was when Kat started to, you know, get more into trouble. You know, Kevin was talking about, hey, he was missing, you know, promo shoots, and that's why Hollywood decided, okay, well, we're not going to give him these films here. We'll just move off. And he was saying, hey, you did that. You know, it's a part of the job. When Kat said in that interview in the previous, at V103, is that when you say that Tiffany Haddish is a stereotype and she's projecting all this stuff, it's like, well, your biggest special is Pimp Chronicles. You know, that's one of the most negative terms that's been labeled on Black men, is being a pimp. You know, we'll definitely, but for some reason, we'll celebrate that more so than we'll celebrate, you know, a black man being a naval officer. And we can agree to disagree all day whether or not, you know, that's okay or that's, you know, not okay. But that's a part of what we deal with in our culture. And so when Kevin made that statement, I thought that was very poignant in that whole interview. Now, unfortunately, Tiffany was mostly, for the most part. And I think there's pros and cons to that. The pros is because, listen, even leading up to some months ago, like, people started giving Tiffany flack because everyone used to talk about, hey, she's so real. She talks, you know, from her heart, and she's a good person. But you know, when the whole thing happened at the whole Beyonce party and somebody biting her, they say, well, she shouldn't have said that. And then, you know, when she had another thing kind of pop up where she made a joke about Brad Pitt and, you know, sleeping with him, it's like then people took that, you know, to heart. And so it's like whenever she's being silly and funny, which she does, and it's not done to be mean spirit or whatever, she's just having a good time. Now that she's doing well post a year, you know, literally like a little over a year now since Girls Trip has come out, now people are not really rooting for her now like that. And now they are attacking her. So the pros was that letting Kevin kind of carry the brunt of that was a good thing. The con is that it does kind of come across for some people, and they're going to interpret it the way they want to interpret it, that Kevin was just dominating the interview and that he's defending her and she can defend herself. And so, you know, no matter what side of the fence you're on with that, people are going to complain no matter what. I did think it was a great interview in the sense to see Kevin Hart talk in regards to that. And he also addressed Mike Epps. Mike Epps, ironically, and I've said this before earlier on Instagram, I believe it was a week ago when this all happened. Cat Williams and Mike Epps both got their breaks in an Ice Cube movie. Ironically, it's the same thing for Chris Tucker. Got their break in an Ice Cube movie. Out of those three, the one that hit superstar status was Chris Tucker. Now, people will say like, well, Chris Tucker, yeah, he left that. He did Money Talks, which is one of his most underrated, funny, comedic parts he's done. It's still good. And he does Rush Hour, and that was big. But it's like, well, he doesn't go on to do much else after that. It's different when you're turning down roles because Hollywood wants you versus that Hollywood won't pick you no more because they don't trust you. The number one thing that hurt Chris Tucker in a lot of people's eyes is that Chris Tucker just decided, hey, if I'm going to play the same character over and over again, I might as well do that for the Rush Hour films because that's already established. The idea for Chris going on to just get paid a ton of money to play the same character over and over again, he wasn't interested in doing that. So, you know, that's why he went so many periods in between years between him doing certain work. You know, it's why he went so long between I believe it was at the second Rush Hour, and then he did Rush Hour 3 in like 07, and then he didn't do another movie until like Silver Linings Playbook, and that was in 2012, and then he did that movie Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk, and that was 3 years later, and all of them are different characters, because Chris is like, hey, if I'm going to do that, I might as well work on my comedy, I might as well do stand-up. So, in the comparison of all three of those guys getting their shot, and all of them being with Ice Cube, the only one that hit superstar status was Chris Tucker. And it's because he didn't want to play the same person over and over again. It had nothing to do with his professionalism, his dependability, or anything else like that in terms of his attitude. Now, Mike Epps, that's been there. Cat Williams, that's been there. Now, people still like them because they're incredibly talented. But, you know, facts are facts. No one's sitting in the top slot because they're just, it's all a talent-based thing. Will Smith will tell you that. Even at the height of Will's fame, promoting Pursuit of Happiness, he says, I know I'm not the best actor, but you will not outwork me. And a lot of people hear that and be like, oh, well, that sounds nice. He's a hardworking guy. It's like, no, you're not understanding. You will not outwork me. People like that don't get to where they're going because they just know the right people. Is it a part of it? Yeah. But you got to really grind at this kind of stuff. And that's what a lot of them don't get. That's why Mike Epps and Cat Williams are on the outside looking in right now. Because the level that Kevin Hart's at, what he's trying to reach, is the same thing that Tom Cruise does, same thing that The Rock does and Will Smith does. They truly invest in wanting to be a true movie star. Tom Hanks, same thing. they believe in it. It's additional work. But, you know, and not everybody wants to do that. And that's fine. But then you just can't then say you want to be in the same spot as someone else, but you're not going to do the same thing. And so, you know, even down to the whole thing with Kat about, you know, Lil Rel and Gerard and talking about Hannibal Buress and them getting shots. They're getting shots still because they've built up a good body of work from the resume standpoint because they're good comedians. You know, them getting a supporting part in a movie isn't the worst thing in the world. They would give it to anybody else normally. Tiffany Haddish said something very interesting. Hey, like with her platform, she's doing a Tiffany Haddish Presents on Netflix where she's breaking other female comedians. That's a big thing. That's someone who's using her fame and using it in a positive way to help break out other people. And isn't that what we ultimately want in our community to begin with? Now, I'm going to touch on for a bit with Leslie Jones because I know that's mostly recent. Now, in the interview that I remember and recall, I could be wrong, Kevin Hart never said he looked out for Leslie Jones. He mentioned that Leslie Jones rolled with Cat Williams. And he said, hey, at the height of Cat's fame, he should have been using his fame to put his people on. Not once did Kevin Hart ever say he was looking out for Leslie Jones. I know she just released out a recent thing saying that they both need to not talk about me. They both haven't helped me. Other than she did say Kat did put her on some tours. Chris Rock put her in a movie. And Neil Brennan, who was a co-creator and executive producer with Dave Chappelle on The Chappelle Show, he helped her too. But that's another thing. When she came out and said what she said, saying that, you know, Kevin said you would never make it. It's like, ooh, well, that's kind of hard to believe because, you know, Kevin was just involved in something recently where a guy just defrauded him of money. And he was a guy that, you know, Kevin would help get commercials and help set him up. And Kevin's personality has been known most of the people that he's been a real positive person. He'll help you. All Kevin said in that is that when he says, I'm going to help my guys and my girls, meaning if you're, say, someone like Tiffany Haddish or, say, maybe D-Ray, because I know he was in one of his films. Corey Holcomb was in The Wedding Ringer. He'll look out for you then. But like everybody does, they look out for the people they know. That's nothing new. And like Kevin Hart said, like, hey, when I came to Rel, he reached out to Rel and was like, hey, I like your comedy. Hey, is there any way I can help you out? And he was like, yeah, let's do something together. And but then Rel had already did get out. Same thing with Tiffany Haddish. They already did this girls trip around the time they were shooting the Carmichael show. So that was going to pop regardless if the show had stayed on or not, you know. So it's kind of fascinating because I know it's something that, you know, I've talked about before with other people about what is it that we're really looking to try to do? Because it's like if we give publicly, then, hey, why are you trying to make a scene? If you give privately, well, then no one knows what you're doing. So then you get flagged for that, too. You're not helping. So I don't know which is it either. Those are just some of the things I wanted to talk about today. I want to thank you guys for following the pod. Definitely keep liking and sharing and following. It's been a really great, you know, experience just doing this show. I love having this outlet to talk with you guys about. I want to thank D for all the continuous work that he's been doing on the show. He's been a big, huge help. And I know we got more things planned for you guys moving forward in the future. Again, thank you guys so much. My name is Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening to the Could You Be More Specific show. Definitely follow the Say Well podcast. We have all types of content that are still on the way. Thank you for your time, and I hope you guys have a good one.